Good morning. We're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal and Beis Lamed Gimel, the Malacha of Mafshit, Maleach, and Ma'abed. And we just finished Siman Zayin. And before we go to Siman Ches, let's just make sure we have a recap over here. So there are two types of foods. There are foods of which the salting process makes a significant change in them. And then there are foods which salting adds flavor, like any type of flavoring that you add. It doesn't actually change the food. Changing the food would mean taking out the liquid and making it a little bit less liquidy. It would mean using the salt to extract some of the bitterness. It would be using the salting to preserve it. So then there are foods which are just for flavor. So the Chachamim told us that meat, eggs, etc., some of the things which primarily the uses of salt is just for flavor, we don't have to worry about salting them for that meal, which means even though they might sit in the salt for a period of time, a person is salted at the beginning of the meal and they only eat them later on in the meal. That's not a problem. For a later food in the day, however, he tells us not to. And we mentioned from the Shabura, there's a shita that's only usher it for after Shabbos. That's those type of foods. Then there are foods which salting is beneficial for it in a significant way, and that we're going to say is usher, even the sarcher sesuda. What you can do is to eat them one at a time. You can salt it and eat it, salt and eat, salt and eat. But salting a group of them together, even that's going to be usher, and you have to do one at a time. Furthermore, if you actually are salting it and then letting it sit and the salt is benefiting it, that's going to be a problem. Even if it's one single item, the idea of salting it and letting it sit in the salt, and the salt's going to create certain types of changes, that's going to be problematic. What defines what something is? So a fascinating idea. So we look at things which is common to pickle and preserve that goes under this umbrella of things which salt is beneficial for. The pickling brine has a significant salt component to it. So people tend to pickle cucumbers. That's how you make pickles. So cucumbers are going to be an issue to salt them. They're going to go under the category of the foods which salt is generate significant changes in them, and so you can't salt them unless you're just salting and eating. Green tomatoes are pickled. You can get pickled green tomatoes. However, fully ripe red tomatoes are not pickled. So Shlomo Zalman points out that a person will be eating green tomatoes, they would have a problem of the salting process, but if they're eating fully ripe red tomatoes, that's not going to be a problem. Suggests maybe even a step further. If the derech is only to pickle cucumbers when they are whole, so if a person would theoretically cut up a cucumber beforehand and then want to salt it, maybe the issue doesn't apply. Others disagree. We're not going to get that specific. But the example of the green tomato versus the red tomato is accepted as an argument that doesn't go into that goes into the red tomato is the thing which in general is just most people put salt in it to add a little bit of flavor, but not for the purpose of using salt to generate some type of change in the tomato, so there would not be such a problem. Okay, so now the Chayotim will come back to this in Siman Tes, talking about salting beans, even after they've been cooked. So right now, in general, something which has been cooked, the process of the salting is less significant. It's pretty much ready to use, as is, etc. Now you're usually adding salt for flavor purposes, but it's going to be the beans are going to be an exception to that rule. And Siman Ches, the Chayyim discusses actually pickling, that there's a problem pickling itself. So besides salting, which approximates the concept of ma'abed more directly. They would use salt. One of the processes was actually salting. They put salt on the hide and would draw out the liquid. This is a pickling brine, which is it's not exactly the same thing as the process of ibud, but it's parallel enough that it's going to be also. It's not going to be, since it's food, it's not going to be derisive. We'll see some of this in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.